welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and as usual, I have my lovely co-host, Jessica Park, in the studio with me.
How's it going, Kevin?
Going good. I heard you're going through some growing pains with your baby, and she's not sleeping as much, so how's little Ruby doing?
She's awesome. She's adorable. She's going through her sleep regression phase right now, where we thought we had her under control and knew what she was going to do. Nope.
Always
she's a wild card.
Be used to that for the rest of your life.
I know.
Always going to be a wild card.
I know.
I never understood why they said sleep like a baby. It means
right.
you're gonna wake up every 2 hours, go to the bathroom, and want to eat.
Yeah,
it's sort of like eat like a bird. Birds actually eat a lot here.
Yep.
So we have Kirkley Hennessy back in the studio with me, and he's with Hennessy Transportation Inc. And he's got some exciting news since the last time he's been here. Why don't you tell us about this new app you guys been working on?
Yeah, well, thank you guys, Kevin and Jessica, for inviting me on this morning. I appreciate it. So we have a new app coming out for Atlanta. It's an on-demand car service app. Allows you to get your car, black car service, last minute. We're going to be shooting for a 5 to 20-minute ETA for anybody that wants their vehicle on location. The name of the app is Lasso, and the website is lassoride.com. And that is where the app will be available to download soon, as we are rolling it out this month.
Well, we are excited about that. And this is how you guys separating yourself from all the other people that are trying to also be
sure.
in this space.
So being in the industry already, with my background and still currently active as a CEO with Hennessy Transportation, we have, and when I say we, I mean myself and other operators in Atlanta. We work together a lot. It's a very interesting industry. Before I go into it, it's a very interesting industry in that we all are competitors, but we're all in bed together as well. So literally daily, we're doing trips for each other. Myself, Carrie Atlanta, Cooper Global, Olympus Worldwide, Casey Corporate Transportation, Legacy, Green, the list goes on, Atlantic. We're all of our clients are in each other's vehicles every day.
Okay.
And so it's great. So all the stronger legal operators work together. So you've got a good portion of the industry that has illegal operators. They're not licensed. They're in it, but that means by the chauffeur license. They're not licensed correctly by the airport. They're not carrying the proper insurance, whatever it may be. So that is something that the other apps have brought on. So the difference between Lasso is that currently, with our current R&D on it, this is going to be the first and only app in Atlanta at the time, as of right now, that is managed by limo and legal limo operators. So just legal operators are behind it. So the big difference is going to be the quality of the service from the vehicle to the chauffeur, knowing the city, as well as the safety of the consumer. There are reports daily that are happening throughout the country.
People are getting robbed.
With the illegal operators. It's everything from being robbed to getting ripped off to getting raped to getting killed. There's been multiple cases throughout, and this isn't just one particular app. This is across the board. There's a article yesterday I read in Chicago, and this was specifically on Uber, that they had a driver with 25-plus violations, and they passed the Uber background check. So that just goes to show you the how strong or lack of that they're using. They had a person with felony convictions behind the scenes go ahead and apply.
Wow.
And they got through.
Okay.
So the fact of the matter is here is this, and I say this with being a previous operator with them when they first came to Atlanta, there's a reason the legal companies aren't using it, being an operator, guys. And the reason is because with the pay structure comes not the proper operators. It's that simple. And so what is happening is I don't mind the technology. I think our industry needs the technology. People look at me as one of the leaders in the industry and say, why are you fighting against technology? I'm not fighting against technology.
You're proving this.
What I'm Yeah, absolutely. We're rolling it out, but we're doing it correctly. And these guys have had their chance.
They're the MySpace. Times. You guys are the Facebook of this.
Well, really what it's going to turn out to be is your sidecars, your Lyfts, and your Ubers are going to be the technology, the taxi of the technology. Lasso is going to be, in my opinion, going to start the limousine of the technology. Okay, so just because you have a black car show up does not mean it's a limo.
Yeah.
And that's starting to be, you know, that's starting what's happening. So we're excited to build the app to deliver the technology, but we're also very, very focused on building the awareness for the consumer to understand that when you do something like this and you push a button and you can have a driver in their personal vehicle that you don't know pick you up and has whatever type of safety net that's been put in front of them, which in my opinion right now is next to nothing, you need to be careful.
Yeah.
You really do. I mean, that's not if I want to be a Friday, Saturday night go around in Buckhead in Atlanta, and I've got a background that's not to a single female passenger's advantage in my car. Let's just be honest. What do you think can happen?
A lot of bad stuff, and not even the most extreme stuff. I have a story that happened recently, and it was with a teenage girl. She hired one of these things. I think it was Uber. Don't quote me on that. I don't want Uber coming back and saying, well, that wasn't us. But she went in there, and she did she needed a three-mile ride. So her parents were like, yeah, go ahead and do it. Did it and signed off on the payment of it, and the guy ripped her off like $675 for 3 miles, and he's like, well, it's not my fault. She agreed to it, and she wasn't looking at it when she hit okay. And
well, that's another thing too. There was a house bill that still going on here in Atlanta, and one of them was about the acceptance of the user agreement when people download these apps, and nobody reads these.
I don't know.
Right. I'm guilty. Yeah. We don't.
Yeah.
And in other words, the user terms and conditions, and it's on the websites of these apps, is basically saying this. If you have any problems, it's on the driver. If you have any issues with payment, too bad. And anything that happens, it's not us. We're just supplying you with the technology. Yeah. It's basic, and I'm not foreshadowing any of this. It's completely
happening already.
I mean, that's what's going on, and so that is, in my opinion, not any consumer safety. There's no there's nothing to do with if we're providing a service that's going to be available out on public streets. Then, in my opinion, the consumer safety needs to be dealt with. And I'm not a government running, you know, or having our government hands in everything that we do type of person. Don't get me wrong, but I think that. If in the meantime, if I do have to go through certain regulations and policies and procedures and licenses and permits and fees and the list goes on,
then everybody else.
Then it's a level. This is the term we've been using, a level playing field.
Yeah,
and it's that simple. So, but on top of that, what a big question I've been getting lately. This has been in the works for about 6 months. What's your price point going to be like? Because obviously you're providing a better service, so our price point is going to be very within a percent, within 5 to 10% of the same price point. Until the demand gets higher, then maybe it'll go up from there. But we've got we're aiming at keeping a competitive price point because that's something we know we have to do, and then. We'll kind of see what happens. We're gonna test it out. So it comes out this month, and we're gonna test it out with people that we know directly, such as you guys. And you'll have a promo code, and you get some free rides. And awesome. We're gonna be out on the street. Got some exciting marketing campaigns in order, and so we'll see what happens. But I think that it's gonna be this can happen in any city, and I think it's gonna be a wake up to the illegal operator apps. Mm-hmm. You do have some of these apps that have some giant backing, and that's great. But you don't always have to have the giant backing to provide a great service and to really
Definitely.
Let your local consumers on a grassroots level know that you can provide something just with the same price point but 100 times better and legal. And then we've also got with our corporate clientele, you know, a lot of our corporate clientele, they're not going to – when their legal firms get the information that these are being ran by illegal operators, they're not going to be able. They don't allow it. The liability in the legal department's going to say no. So we've got a lot of good advantages, and of course already tied in with a lot of people in the Atlanta area. So I'm excited. We'll see. We're hopefully going to get a good response.
Definitely. Well, we're excited too. And I mean, Southerners here in Atlanta, we are prideful people. So if we have our own app, like we have Lasso, I feel like a lot of people will boycott since it's just as good, same price point, really. And it's safer. I mean, Atlanta people will be like, well, we're going to fight you, and we're going to download this.
Sure. I like that. Absolutely. It is in our backyard now. The app is ran by Atlanta operators. And it's not – and safety is, of course, a concern on a daily basis for any company that's in the limousine operation. We would hope. But it's also going to be the vehicles. You're going to get in a vehicle that's 3 years old or newer. You're going to get into a vehicle with a chauffeur that's wearing a press suit and tie. You're not going to need to bring, you know, it still happens.
There's all these luxury things you guys have, too. I know a lot of the things, I know Green has Wi-Fi and all their stuff, and they have all these extra stuff that you're not going to receive anywhere else.
Correct. Yeah, we'll have Wi-Fi on board most vehicles, chilled water, things like that.
And you'll get a picture of the driver. I mean, I know you're
absolutely.
The one too.
Yeah, yep. And our app has a few extras. We're going to have you can favorite your driver.
Oh, cool.
We're not doing a, you know, something Uber does is that they have their, you rate the driver, but the driver also rates the passenger.
Wow.
So the driver, if you start to see a trip come out and the passenger has a 1-star rating, how many people are after to pick you up?
Wow.
Interesting,
huh? Yeah.
So we're not going to be doing
any... That's very smart, though. It kind of levels the playing field in that regard as well.
Well, we're not doing a driver... we're not doing a driver play where the driver can rate you. We don't think that's a good idea. That just opens up a can of drama, not necessary.
So you don't know who gets the reviews first. Like, if I review
you
as a
driver,
bad person, you'll be like,
you can review the driver.
That's smart.
But what I'm saying is, if I'm your driver and I drive for Uber, when I'm done with you, I can rate you. You don't see it.
Oh.
It just goes on your profile for all the drivers to see it.
Okay.
So when a driver gets a trip and you have a low profile rating, how many people are going to accept your trip?
Zero.
So you're standing at the curb. It's interesting. People don't realize that there's that the driver rates the passenger.
Wow.
So I mean, if that's what they want to do, it's open. That's cool. But I don't think
you guys are professionals.
But what we're gonna do is we're rating they're gonna rate the driver as the passenger. You will, but you can now favorite your driver. So now when you book a trip, and you see that Josh is your favorite driver, you can book the closest or your favorite. The closest, mm-hmm. it'll say your closest driver is 7 minutes away, but Josh is 22 minutes away. So maybe you want to wait for Josh.
That's
so it's
going
to give you the ability to book your favorite driver. So that's going to be our
Or you could just stalk Josh. You can just have the app and stalk him and
you
see
could.
Where he's at.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's, I'm sure, plenty of ways to do that, but I'm just – saying that you're able to now talk, that's an advantage of customer service.
Definitely.
For the drivers to give the passenger wonderful service, because all of our drivers now know that the passenger can rate them as a favorite, not just give them great ratings.
Well, and what people aren't realizing when you're listening to this, so that one driver that gives you that superstar experience, let's say for all those single guys out there, if you're having a date and you want to have a fancy car come pick you up, and they pick you up and they know you, and they're like, hey, Mr. Finn, how you doing today? How was the game last night? How was that last week? And they know you. It's going to give you that superstar feel. Which is huge. So you guys need to think about that.
It's good stuff right there.
I know. You should hire me on his marketing team.
Yeah, it'll be we'll see. I think the drivers are going to appreciate that, because knowing that they can be favorited and get more trips that way.
And the tips, too, for the drivers on the other end, if they have someone that does, they can connect with them, really. Mm-hmm. So that's huge as well. So it's a win-win for both people.
Yes. Yep, and you can add the tip at the end of the app. There's a little slider. There is a 10% minimum.
Yeah.
But you use a little slider at the end. You slide it from 10 to 100%. You can tip however, you know, much or little you want. No less than 10, though. We are requiring
that
10%.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
Gratuity. So.
Yeah.
But,
well, tell
but
us
you're
a little bit
get
about
least...
the process of having to put the app together.
It's not cheap, too. All those people that said that, hey, you guys are bashing technology. No, you're actually investing a ton of money in making sure that this technology is safer and better.
Absolutely. So the technology is, You know, I mean, it's fairly, well, I think it, I'm not the one that built it, so I think it's simple. But I mean, there's two apps to it. The drivers have a side, they have an app, and then the client, you guys have an app that you as a passenger go to the store and download. And it'll be available Apple, Android. I think it's out there right now. We're not advertising that it is because we don't want people to open it up and no drivers available. Yeah. So we're getting all that integrated. But so you download, I'm not sure if I'm answering your question, Jessica, but you download the app, you build a profile, you do put in your name and credit card and phone number and all that good stuff. Then it knows where you're at, so it's going to ask you, the app would like to access your location. So obviously you need to allow that, so it knows when you have a ride requesting pick me up here.
That'd be great. No, you can't see my location. Come pick me up.
Right.
Where are you?
Right. That's going to work well. So you'll request the ride, and it'll tell you, hopefully, that there are, you know, X amount of drivers in the vicinity. We have the algorithm set up, so it's going to only show you so many drivers in a certain distance from your location. So it's not like you couldn't be here and then scroll over to another city far away, and then it shows you this driver there. You can't be very far from your actual location to schedule a trip for multiple reasons. So that's one. But anyway, so when you're there, you schedule it, and then it'll tell you that it's contacting the drivers. And this is assuming you just went closest driver, not favorite.
Okay.
All right. So I don't even think favorite's an option when you don't have a favorite yet.
Yeah.
Closest drivers, you know, 9 minutes away. Bill is en route. Shows you a picture of Bill, gives you the tag number, all that good stuff. So that's all fun and games. And then Bill gets there, and it will text you. And it'll also let the app, it'll text you, but if the app is in the background and, you know, closed and you're on Facebook or wherever, it'll give you a text. And I think it'll bring the app up and flash your screen. I might be making that up. I'm not sure.
It's okay. Those are the little
Some
details.
Really trick stuff's going to happen.
I'm not sure. Yeah, your phone might explode.
And a hologram's going to come out. And
right.
It'll be Kirkley standing on the end of the phone like, your ride is here. Yeah.
Your phone blows up and your wallet's empty. It's really cool.
Or so, Larry Green's picture pops up. You're like,
thank you for driving Green Worldwide Transportation.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that second time you guys have plugged Green, I wonder why.
He comes on.
I'm friends with Larry and Jeff. I love them. They're great. No, and I'm on the board with the Greater Atlanta Limited Association, and Jeff, I sit next with him. So
yeah, he's head of Gampy, so we have him on as the president of Gampy a lot. So.
Okay, yeah, I was the MC of Gampy last year. So we'll see if I spoke with a gentleman over there the other day. They were talking about bringing me back.
I think they will.
So that would be fun. But well, yeah, Gampy's great. Love it, and Larry's awesome. But so anyway, yeah, the app is gonna. You know, it basically, it's all very common sense, and it's going to talk to you and tell you, you know, not literally talk, but it's going to communicate with you, let you know where the driver is. You can see the driver on the map, exactly where they're going, and it'll give you a basic ETA. You get in the car, you take a ride wherever you're going, and then it's complete. You put in your experience, and it charges the credit card on file. And if you have any issues, we actually have a phone number and contact area that you can utilize. So that way, you know, anybody that's using this app is going to be within 30 minutes of our office.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, it's we're not hiding. Well, yeah, but I mean, we do have other cities on plan. Mm-hmm. We're going to, Savannah's very, very quick, right around the corner. That's going to be within a few months, if that. So we're definitely wanting to go into other cities. We feel we can plug and play this
definitely
in other cities, but we want to keep it. What first we need to prove to ourselves that it's going to be successful here. We're going to run into some issues that we're not aware of just because we're not new to the industry, but we're new to the technology portion. So we're going to run
into growing pains.
Naturally, we're going, yeah, and I'm okay with that. We're going to learn with that. But I want to go into the other cities, keeping it on the ground level with the operators. I don't want it to turn into any of these other apps. I want it to be something where clients know that the rider, the passenger, that they know that this is the app is we want to be the Lux.
Yeah.
We want to definitely separate ourselves.
Well, Kirkley, it seems like you're sort of the young gun, forward-thinking CEO in this whole, out of all the transportation companies, going ahead and doing this. This is awesome.
Thank you.
So what's next for you in this? And talk a little bit about Hennessy Transportation and how you guys are doing, too.
Sure. So. Let's see. What's next? My spaceship is almost complete. It's just a model. No, that's it. Just transportation's all I'm doing. I'm still got my hands in on the entertainment company, but not on an operating standpoint.
You're still involved with Avalanche? Or
It's now Marquee Events.
Okay.
MARQUEE Events. And that's doing well, and that is ran by the CEO of that company is Scott Michael. And he was with another entertainment company here in Atlanta for a pretty good time. And so he came in and bought his shares and taken
it over.
You're
a busy man.
Yeah, so. He's doing everything. Like I said, he's an industry leader.
Yep.
So. But Hennessy's doing great. Obviously, Hennessy will be an operator for Lasso. The two are separate. Are not, you know, one, they're not in the same. They're completely separate. It's just Hennessy will be one of the operators for Lasso. So we're going to have multiple operators behind it. We've got some exciting things on the horizon for Hennessy. We're working on, we're going to be a in-house concierge for some hotels downtown, which is neat. So you'll see the uniform of the hotel at the concierge desk from the employee. But that's a Hennessy Transportation employee.
That's
and they're
cool.
working on-demand transportation for all the groups and all of the visitors and guests there. So that's neat. And we've been working on that for about 90 days, and that starts hopefully in about 30, 45 days.
You guys are just kicking butt taking names. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to. We stay put. Everything goes away.
Mm-hmm. So how do our listeners reach out to learn more just about Hennessy and also replug the app and when it's supposed to launch officially? When's the launch party?
Sure. So Hennessy is at HennessyTransportation.com, on Facebook as well. And Lasso is available online at LassoRide.com. We have the app that will be accessible in the Apple Store as well as the Google Play. And then Lasso is also on Facebook. And that's a new page, so we'd love to get some people to go out there and like it. And the launch party, we don't have a launch party, but it will be coming out this month.
All right. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for being back on. It's your second time around. And
thank you guys.
Kicking butt, taking names.
I appreciate the Twix and the invite and the water.
You can have as many Twix as you want. All right, Jessica. Well, another great show. You're always bringing on the best guests.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is Kevin Finn for our guest today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.